When tested, how will you respond? By Samuel Phillips. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 to 11. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. James chapter 1, verse 12. All scriptures are from the NKJV unless otherwise stated. Introduction. You can't test a man outside of what he already is used to and has the ability to do. For example, you can't be tested in the area of obedience to the Spirit of God if you have never been taught of God how to walk by the Spirit. Meaning that it will not be fair of God to test you in the area he has never taught you. That would be like a teacher setting exams from a topic he has never taught the students in class. You also can't tempt a man outside of what he already is walking away from. This means that we are tempted by that which we are already exercising dominion over, in order to test if truly we have dominion over our desire for it. For example, you can't tempt a prostitute with sex when he or she is still in the game of prostitution. But he or she can be tempted when a deliberate decision to walk away from prostitution has been made. Meaning the testing measures how much we really abide in what we have been taught. And temptation measures how much walking away from fleshly desires we have mastered. The world is entering the season of testing, and each one of us must be tested according to what we have been taught of God or of the world, and how much we have conformed to those teachings. The Ring of Fire. Sunday, 21st of June 2020, is the day that marks both the summer solstice and an annular solar eclipse, which will be seen in some areas of the earth as a ring of fire, in quotes. That is, the new moon, the sun, and the earth coming in an alignment, creating a ring of fire around the sun because of the shadow of the moon that will be cast right at the center of the sun. And according to astrologers, just as the ring of fire surrounding the Pacific Ocean's tectonic plates shifts to create and destroy different lands, so the ring of fire gracing our planet has the potential to burn down old societal structures, see Revelation 17, 16 to 17, and introduce a new era of hope, love, and unity. This last part is certainly interesting to whoever is paying attention to the changes taking place in our society currently. However, this hope, love, and unity that they say the Ring of Fire speaks about could mean just about anything, and could even be outside of hope in God, love for God, and the true unity in God, especially when, on this same day of the summer solstice, there is a worldwide call and a march for a one-world government by Luciferians. Meaning that the era of hope, love, and unity that is spoken of could be a coming together of forces for the preparation of the ground for the man of sin, the Antichrist, to enter the world stage. Darkness and the things of darkness are getting quite bold on the earth, even as we get closer to the days of the end of the second age. But be that as it may, this is also the season for hope, love, and unity in the body of Christ, to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Below is the invitation for this evil event as posted on the Luciferian Facebook page. Please note that I didn't post this here to say you are invited or that I am giving any strength whatsoever to this evil agenda. I only posted it in this article so that you can be aware of what is going down this Sunday and then maybe take up prayer positions as God will lead you to do. They say, Greetings, citizens of Niagara Falls. We are the disciples of Lucifer, and we are here to fulfill the prophecies of Revelations and start the foundation of forming a one world government. We are calling on every citizen of Earth to stand in support of the formation of the one world government. So on June 21st, 2020, we're calling on every citizen of the Earth to start marches all over the place in support of forming a one world government. Where does it start? It starts with you. How can you help create your own chapter in your own town, plan marches, and spread the word of forming a one world government? Tell your friends, your family, your co-workers, and random people on the streets, the time to form a one world government is now. The time to fulfill the prophecy is now. Help do your part to support the formation of a one world government. Make events for June 21st, pass out flyers, and tell everyone you know to support the formation of the one world government. We will be meeting at Rainbow International at 2 p.m. on June 21st. Bring your all-seeing eye flags and your support for one world government signs. Hope to see you all soon. God forbid. Please check out these details for yourself online. There are various groups all posting similar messages to this one. But remember that these are not just events that are put in place by mere men, but men who have dedicated their lives to the worship of Satan, and they are backed up by the power and authority of the beast, the Antichrist. But with God and by our salvation in Christ, we always prevail. Consider this. The sun was given rulership over the day and the moon over the night, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 16 to 18. And because of the fall of man, dominion over the earth came into the hands of Satan, who is called the prince of this world. The question now is this. Now that these three rulership expressions, the sun, the moon, and the earth, are coming together in one day, what does it mean for our world, particularly in this season? Please think about this critically. Like I had shared before in a few articles, this coronavirus pandemic is a bridge or a line in the sand between the life that we knew before and the new age that will bring us directly into the days of the end of this second world. So I am not surprised that this solar eclipse is a ring of fire, which actually is called a corona. For according to dictionary.com, corona means a white or colored circle or a set of concentric circles of light seen around a luminous body, especially around the sun or moon. Certainly with this pandemic, we are crossing a bridge already and entering into a new age on the earth. But let me share something with you that I was shown a few days ago. The fire of burning. A few days ago, I was shown something in a dream. In this dream, I was standing and looking at a gate that looked metallic silver or something close to that color. There was no feeling or emotion whatsoever concerning the gate, but on it was an inverted pyramid. Then I heard within the same dream these words, swag thrower, a gate system. I'm not very sure if the word was swag thrower or swag tower, but the words gate system were very clear. As I was waking from that dream, but while still semi-conscious, I heard the words, protect the God seed of light in you. Sincerely, throughout that particular day that I got the dream, it didn't make sense. The gate system seems to make sense from the perspective of the fact that gates often speak of entry and exit points of spiritual things and even of physical things. And also, the instruction to protect my God seed of light was direct enough, even though I knew that it was deeper than just the way the words appeared. Later in the evening, as I engaged my heart in meditation on the dream, I received a word from the Lord. It says, Christianity as you know it will be destroyed. The gates of hell with the inverted pyramid inscription are opening, and humanity is in a serious downward spiral into the abyss. Only those who have mastered by the Spirit of God the eating of the manna from the hand of God and the drinking of the water from the rock, who is Christ, in their wilderness of separation unto God, will understand the season and by that be saved from the weight of darkness that is coming on the earth. Protect the God seed of light of life that is in you, the very breath of God. Just to add this here, did you know that in the world of dark magic, when things are inverted, and in this case the pyramid, it means that humanity is going down into the underworld? Meaning that when you see an inverted cross, for example, it means that the Satanists are saying that the finished work of Christ on the cross is useless for the saving of souls, and that men cannot be saved by it. The pyramid, as both a physical or spiritual structure, is a star gateway system into upward worlds, but when inverted, it becomes a gateway system to the underworld. And that's why the original reasons for the building of the ancient pyramid of Giza in Egypt and other pyramids in Egypt and around the world were not for the burying of dead kings, but as star gateways into worlds unknown. For clarity purposes, it is clear in scripture and by the word of the Lord that he himself will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail over it. That is a sure word that cannot be broken. This dream and the words concerning the destruction of Christianity are not in any way against what the Lord said concerning the gates of hell not prevailing over his church. Meaning that, just like the Lord destroyed a temple in Jerusalem because it had become a den of thieves, the Lord will allow the religion that we call Christianity and its paraphernalia to be destroyed by the coming new world system. Why? The power of the holy people will be destroyed, according to Daniel chapter 8 verse 24 and chapter 12 verse 7. Truth be told, God is not a Christian, and he never called us to be Christians. For the name Christian did not originate from the throne of God, but from Antioch, when men saw the apostles and wondered that they looked like Christ. God called us into sonship, that is, the spirituality of walking with him by faith, and not a religion made up of a Sunday church-going group of people. Most importantly, the life of the faith walk with God, or the spirituality that we are called into, is that one that makes us live perpetually in the wilderness of the Lord, irrespective of our financial or social status. As I have already written in earlier articles, and even in my upcoming book, the wilderness is not the place of suffering as it seems, but the place where God's true sons are nourished, away from the face of the dragon and the two beasts that are loyal to him. See Revelation 13 for context about this unholy trinity. The wilderness is the similitude of the secret place of the Most High God that Psalms 91 speaks of. And it is the only place where you find true sons of God, whether they go to church or not, profess Christianity or not. Let wisdom lead you in this season of the end of the second age. There certainly are coming more grievous attacks against the institution church in the coming days, as we are already seeing in this season of the pandemic. God and the creation that he placed under the weight of futility are not waiting for Christians by religion, but for the sons of God, that is, those who walk in faith by the Spirit of God. Abide in his presence. This scripture, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on earth, somehow looks as if Jesus was saying that the saints won't be present during the test that will come on the earth, because he will keep them from it. But the other scripture which says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him," tends to say otherwise. For the instruction is to hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Meaning that if they are not tested, just like everyone on the earth is tested, they won't have approval, and then won't receive the crown of life which the Lord promised to those who will love him even in the midst of the testing on the earth. For even as this reality of the saints of God being part of the coming testing on the earth is true, we also know that the saints of God are also dwellers in the heavens, even though they dwell on the earth. How? They dwell in the presence of God, which is synonymous with the secret place of God, according to Psalms 91. and the wilderness of nourishment, according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 14. We are entering fully into the third day reality in Christ, in which we are called to dwell in the sight or presence of God. See Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. And that's why those who still fight for revival the way they have always done it, which is the character of the Second Day Church, will miss a lot, not knowing that a shift has occurred in the spirit concerning our placement on the earth. The days of revival, to show how powerful the church is, are over. We are in the days of dwelling in the sight of God, and by the love through which we are wrapped in that presence, we reach out to the world. These are called the days of the more excellent way of love for God and the humanity that He loves. When you are tested. Life on earth has come to a tipping point, and things will not be the same even after the lockdown. The testing of all who dwell in the earth is coming, and it is important that each person pass the coming exams. We all are different in our walk with the Lord, even though our destination is the same in God. Meaning that your test will be different from mine and mine from yours, according to how the Lord has taught you in your walk with Him. But it is expected that when we are tested, that we hold on to our confession of faith. For God is faithful to both keep and guide us even in the days ahead. God bless you from your brother,